Daisy, my name's Phil, and I love to watch things on the big screen, on the small screen, and in particular, recently, on Netflix. Make yourselves comfortable, everyone. And we start right now with the ultimate fun 20-minute serial. Back and forth, back and forth. But this little fun flick has a whiff of sophistication to it. Now, the sitcom in question is called Community, and it revolves around a ragtag band of what you might call adult school students, which is in effect people who are going back to sort of their college in America. It's called Community College. And for whatever reason, these ragtag band of adults are in need of retuning their lives from the high school dropout to the former drug addict to a lawyer who faked his degree. Prepare to fall in love with each of their escapades at Greendale Community College, the lowest of the low. But they're a hardy motley crew, let me tell you. The laughs aren't cheap at all. They're clever, and you'll grow to love the word meta, especially when all the Star Wars and Indiana references come to fruition as the paintball happens. You've got that to look forward to. I've written down here, should you watch it specifically? I say yes, because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool. But Community is just a little bit of foreplay. Are you ready to get involved with something frivolous, fun, familiar? Well, Bridget Jones is back, and she's back with a bump, and a baby bump at that. Renee Zellweger plays the bumbling, lovable English news producer. And she finds herself in her mid-40s with Hugh Grant dead. Colin Firth is now married to someone else. But somehow, Bridget Jones gets pregnant. In traditional sitcom fare, she doesn't know who the dad is. Ed Sheeran plays himself. Bridget Jones' gynecologist is Emma Thompson, who steals the show completely. Expect lots of laughs and a hunger for ice cream, duvets, and reminders of blue soup from 15 years ago. Hashtag blue soup forever. In the spirit of Netflix and Phil, then, let's get it on.
So there I was, surrounded by my friends, and all ready for my happy ever after. At least that's how I pictured it. The reality was much more single.
All by myself.
Still, not to dwell on the negatives, many positives to note. I'm absolutely loving my new life. Have top job as producer of news programme.
I'm looking for someone dynamic to lead. Any volunteers? Do you need the bathroom, Bridget?
I'm maintaining good relationship with X.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Glass of wine?
I have a whiskey, please.
Big glass.
Double.
And my love life is showing signs of improvement.
May I?
It fits.
Aside from one tiny development, I'm pregnant. Everything is completely under control. Sort of.
Let's have a look at you.
Oh no, Bridget. Who's the father? Is it Mark's?
There's at least a 50% chance.
A 50% chance? Did you have a three-way?
So this is Dad, I presume.
So glad you could be here.
This is a unique and wonderful moment.
Dr. Robbins, I wonder if you could maybe do me a little favour.
So this is Dad, I presume. I'm so glad you could be here. This is a unique and marvellous moment.
You're going to love it. You are going to love it. Well, you know you're going to be taking on a couple of dates to it, so let's just put that out there. But it stars Renee Zellweger, Colin Firth and Patrick Dempsey. It's Bridget Jones's Baby, directed by Sharon Maguire. It's rated 15. It's out now and perfect Netflix and film material.